Make America great again when we all get together. Everybody wins. Tell your neighbor, tell your friend, we're gonna make America great again. Come on, make America great again.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better will make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite the whole world to come live in our land. Leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say let go of Jesus, let government save. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Shut down our pipelines and they shut down our voices. Shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. They've been us all over, but it's all over now, 'cause we figured it out. We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine.
And there it is, the number one song for the 10th straight day. Thank you to all of you who are joining us. John Rich, congratulations. It's awesome. You launched this on True Social and on Rumble. We've got the Rumble CEO here. Chris is here. Cash Patel just barely joined us, made it just in the nick of time. And I want to thank all of you who are watching it. But John, this is one hell of a statement that you have sent to America, to the woke corporate music industry. We were proud to be involved in this. And why don't we just quickly get into it, but explain the story, how it all happened. And I don't know, man, you're day 10, number one in the world, day 10.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. And for the gentlemen who have joined today, I know you're some of the busiest guys in the world. So I'm glad you're all here and we're fans of what you guys stand for as well. You know, the Patriot, they like to use the word community. So let's use that word. Patriot community is so underserved at this point with content that they would like to consume, whether it be movies, music, whatever. That I was sitting around one day and I was watching the state of our country and watching these things happen in our country that were so destructive, so negative. and I realized this intense irony that every bad thing I saw happening in our country was being perpetrated upon us under the banner of the word progress. And I thought, that is the furthest thing from progress. That's not what I would call progress. I bet most Americans wouldn't call that progress, regardless of what their political affiliation might be. Everybody has to buy gas. Everybody has to buy food. Everybody saw what happened in Afghanistan. Everybody sees the border being overrun. Everybody has fentanyl in their zip code. Furthest thing from progress, but that's what they decide they want to call it, which is interesting because it seems they have a real knack for inverting words and making them the mirror opposite of what they're intended to mean. So I started thinking about that, and I said, you know what, just as a therapeutic measure, I'd like to write a song about that. So I was actually at a Lowe's in Nashville, you know, like a Home Depot, Lowe's. And we were going to build a little addition onto a deck outside this old farmhouse. And I walked through there and I saw what a 2x4 cost. Now, if you've never bought a 2x4 before, they generally cost about $3 to $4. And at this point, a 2x4 cost about $12 to $13. And I looked at that and I went, well, there's progress for you. And I walked around the corner, bought some paint. I said, a gallon of paint is like $28, $38. There's progress for you. And I kept seeing that. And I walked out to my truck out in the parking lot with my stuff, you know, and I sat down in the truck and I said, man, they can stick their progress where the sun don't shine. And I went, that sounds like a song. And this melody starts kicking in my head. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. So I pulled out my little phone there and I turned on voice notes and I just sang this really rudimentary chorus, kind of a scat version of this chorus into my phone just so I didn't forget it. And I was dwelling on that. And I reached out to two of my best friends and just so happened to be two of the greatest songwriters that ever walked through Nashville. And I said, got this song called, this little chorus, Stick Your Progress Where the Sun Don't Shine. And so I sent it to them. They both hit me back. They said, we need to write this tomorrow. We need to write it like immediately. We got to write the song. This was back in January of 2022, like right after the first of the year. And so we got together and we wrote this song. And I sat on it since last January because I said, well, let's see what happens this summer, because it's bad now. But man, at the rate they're going right now in this country, Lord only knows what it's going to look like in the summer. So I held out to see what was going to look like in the summer. We all know what's happening now in our country. And I didn't know how to get a hold of Devin. I had no idea how to call him or communicate with him. So I reached out to a friend that I thought might know how to get a hold of him. He said, yeah, here's his number, you know, and they passed it along. And Devin, I remember texting you and I said, hey, it's John Rich from Big and Rich in Nashville, just so you knew who was hitting you up. Said, I got this idea, man, hit me up, you know, and you called me right back. And I said, listen, Truth Social still allows free speech. I don't think it makes sense. And a matter of fact, I think it'd be hypocritical when I put this song out, if I used the communistic censored platforms that I'm railing against in the song. One of the lines in the chorus says, they shut down our voices. Well, by they, I mean them, the ones that turn people off when they don't like what you have to say. I said, it'd be awful hypocritical to use those platforms to launch this song. Why don't we just use True Social and let's just see what happens? And so Devin goes, we've never done anything like that before. How does that even work? I remember you said that, Devin. I said, well, I can tell you how it works because, you know, that's my life. I'm in the music industry. I can tell you how to line one up and take a good shot at them. So True Social, everybody gets in behind this thing. And on July 22nd, we launched the song only on Truth and only on Rumble, not YouTube, not Facebook, not Twitter. Now, if anybody in my world was advising me, and I said, hey, thinking about only putting this song out on Truth and Rumble. You think we're going to have a hit? They'd say, no, if you want to win, that's not the way to win, John. I promise you that much. So guess what? I didn't ask their opinion. I didn't even ask them what they thought about it. Because here's the point. Here's the question. Can we beat the machine without bending the knee? Is it possible?
Yeah. Well, John, I'll just tell you this. I remember you reached out and you said, hey, this was a few months ago. And you said, hey, I've got this song I'm thinking about coming out, just as you had said. And I said, well, that's strange that nobody would really play it, you know, and I don't, you know, but yeah, we want to help. We, you know, we're a free speech platform. We want to be helpful. And then, I don't know, it was like maybe a month or so ago, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, you called me and I said, well, how bad's this song? Like, is it really that bad? And then you sent me the song and I called you back and I said, John, I'm pretty sure that there's nothing wrong with this song. I think the radio stations would play it. We'll gladly put it on Truth and I'll talk to Chris at Rumble. But I said, there's nothing wrong with this song. It doesn't say Joe Biden sucks or Brandon, you know, falls or MAGA's the, you know, ultra MAGA. It didn't say anything like that. It didn't even say Republican or Democrat. So I said, why in the hell would these country music stations not just embrace this song? Because it's a great song. And we haven't got a lot of people commenting right now on Rumble saying just that, how much they appreciate you writing this song because you're speaking for them. And let me go. So I know John's going to maybe play a song here in a few minutes, but and we're going to go the full hour here, folks. So don't think John's going to play a few songs. He's got some special guests. We're going to have a toast. But I want to go to Chris from the CEO of Rumble just quickly. Chris, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Cash. Nice to see you, Devin and John. Amazing what you've done, number one, for 10 days. Being a part of that is like I'm honored to even be a part of it, that you launched that song on Truth and Rumble. And what I think the most important part about all of this is that we were able to beat the machine here in the last 10 days. People do not understand how much weight there is behind Rumble and how much weight there is behind Truth and what you can do with these platforms and these audiences. It is a lot bigger than people think. There's a lot more power than people think. And you can launch songs to be number one, and you just proved it. That is that in itself is an accomplishment that I didn't know how it was going to go. But for 10 days, you're at the top. Let's see if we can do another 10 after this. But definitely, the proof is in the pudding, and you're number one, and we're just happy to be a part of it and being able to provide a platform where, you know, we don't get involved in what you sing. Like, you're an artist. How irresponsible would it be for Devin and I to get involved in what an artist is going to do and what an artist is going to sing? Like, are we really at the point in the world where we're telling artists what to do and what to create? Like, this is crazy. So no, Chris, I'm just honored to
Chris,
be a part
The number two song is by Beyonce. And as John Rich knows, you know, I don't know anything about the music industry, but now for the last 10, 12 days or so, I've been just watching everything. I've been watching advertisements. I've been watching. And so number two right now is Beyonce. And that's in Cash's favorite, one of Cash's favorite singers. But there's advertising. They must be spending $1 million a day advertising Beyonce all over the place. And yet, John, you're still number one. And they're promoting this song like crazy. But Cash is probably the only one who downloaded Beyonce, right, Cash?
Well, I'm going to bring something to you. So, John, it's great to meet you on this. Thanks so much for doing it on Rumble. Chris's team is amazing. Devin's doing a tremendous job at Truth Social. But I'm probably the only guy on this podcast right now that has been listening to you for over 15 years. I exclusively listened to country music for the last 15 to 20 years since I went to the University of Richmond. And I introduced Devin to country music, and he was like, get that stuff out of here. No, I'm just kidding. But I do. I've been following you since you were big and rich. It's literally, you'll find two things on at my house or my car. It's country music and Bollywood if I'm in the mood. So most of the time it's country music. This is an amazing, amazing song. The lyrics were just outstanding. The tunes, it's just an honor to meet you. And when these guys came up with this idea, I was like, wow, I can't believe no one has thought of it. And it's going to need a song to meet the moment. And boy, did you meet the moment. You surpassed it. No one's kneeling on this song. And we're just happy to be a part of the movement. Thanks so much for doing this with us.
So
John, I was gonna ask
Cash a question, if you don't mind, Devin. So first of all, I have two sons, and my oldest of the two sons, his name is Cash, of course with a C after Johnny Cash. Right? So we're in a vibe there. But courage is contagious, Cash. Courage is contagious. And we have seen in Nashville, which if you could see over the top of my computer right now, I'm looking right at downtown Nashville, right at Music Row. And there are all kinds of artists on there that have written and recorded songs that they wish they could put out, but they know what they're up against to do it. But we're starting to see a real earthquake starting to happen in our system here in Music City, that they're starting to get a little more courage. And like, you know what? Maybe I should put that song out. Maybe I should come after them for a minute. People are so underserved with the kind of content that they want that if you got enough you know whats to put them out there, they respond. It's pretty crazy to see that we're in our second week now with Progress, and Beyonce came out with that new single, and I thought, yeah, that'll be the end of it. You know, I mean, come on. It's Beyonce. It's her new single, and there's banners all over iTunes. It's everywhere. And she's going to knock us out. But the last time I checked a few minutes ago, we're still sitting at number one. And how important, Cash, I want to ask you a question. How important is it that Patriots show their patriotism and at the same time show that it's possible to still compete at the highest levels while showing your patriotism?
That's a great question. And John, I think this moment is all the sweeter, not to all those Beyonce fans running around out there, but the fact that you not only took the number one spot and kept it from someone who has been in the woke music industry's favorite for decades just speaks to the courage of your song. But you're right. I go around this country. Devin goes around this country. I'm in Arizona right now, about to go out, do some events for some great Patriots running for office. And when you can unify the group, when you can figure out a way to do it, whether it's through art or music or industry, you see the amount of people pouring out. And Chris and Devin teamed up to do Truth Social. And you see the response on there, if we just even stop talking about John Rich's song for a second, about how many Patriots have flooded to that free speech site because they care about that one core concept. And then when you combine in your music to that core concept, I think you hit it on the head. What happens is you just have a flood of Patriots who had nowhere to go before, and now we're all gathering together around free speech and music and art. And I think we're just starting, and I think you should tell those singer-songwriters down in Nashville, A, I'd like to come meet them because I'm there all the time, and B, let's launch their music on Truth Social.
Well, John, just for you, before you play your first song, I just want to – I busted out my old cowboy hat here. Just
wow, there you go.
So –
you look sharp. There we go. You're looking good.
So we're ready to roll. Oh, and why don't we just give I don't know what cocktails you guys have, but I did a little summer ale here. So, John.
I love it.
Yeah. Brother, which is coast to coast right now, all throughout the United States. Can you believe we've got this brand in 13,000 stores throughout the United States right now?
I want one of those.
10% going to the Folds of Honor, American Glass, American Corks, American Labels. We've now generated over $1.2 million for the Folds of Honor with this bottle. So that's what I'm drinking. You guys go check that out when you can.
Cheers.
For you.
Cheers.
Guys, cheers.
Congrats.
You know, we don't get a lot of wins. Cash, Devin, Chris, we don't get a lot of wins these days. You look out your window and you look at the news, and it just looks like an absolute disaster, because it is everywhere that you look. But I think this song, I think True Social, I think Rumble, what's going on in this country, it's almost like this beautiful red rose growing up out the middle of a absolute war zone. But it still comes out, you know, and this beautiful thing pops out, and you realize you're not by yourself. One of the biggest comments I've heard on this song is, thank God I heard this song. Now I don't feel like I'm the only one thinking that way, right? That's a powerful thing for people to say, and I'm glad that this song and these platforms are putting great people together.
Awesome, man. Well, so what song are you going to play first?
Well, so I would guess that probably watching right now, we probably have some active duty military or veterans that are probably watching. And to all those men and women that fall in those categories, we just like to say thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your service to our country. You're the reason we still have the right to pursue happiness, not the right to be happy, the right to pursue it. And there's a reason why there's lines coming into our country and no lines going out. We've got what every human being wishes they had. I've always said that, you know, this very morning, billions of people woke up. And wherever they live determines what they get to do with their lives. As an American, we're told that we have no limits as to what we're able to do with our lives. We have the right to pursue it, the right to fail, the right to come back again and try again. But because of where they live and who's over the top of them, they don't have the right to exhaust their potential. Isn't that sad? That's a sad thing that so many human beings, all created by God, don't have the right to exhaust their potential, but we do. And the only reason we have that right still intact is called the United States military. That's it. They're the only ones that have stood in between us and the end of our freedom. So there's a song that I wrote a few years back. It's never been played on country radio. That seems to be a trend with me at this point. But it's a song that I wrote. If you guys ever come to my house, and I think True Social should have a party and Rumble should have a party at my house here in Nashville.
Yes, I'm coming. Forget those two guys. I'm coming.
Guys, come on anytime. We would love to have you. But when you walk in my front door, the first thing you'll see hanging high on the wall is my granddaddy, Papa Rich's World War II uniform. And all of his awards and medals are hanging right there next to it. And so here's the story behind the song. You know how your granddaddy is that he'll tell you the same story 100 times in a row? Oh, man, I've heard this one 99 times. Okay, fine, tell it again. He's smoking a cigarette and drinking coffee. Sit down, let me tell you a story. Like you've never heard it. Well, this was one of those stories. So his story was, he said, yeah, when I was 17 years old, growing up in Glasgow, Kentucky, he said, John, there was this train that rolled through our town my whole life. And that train was loaded down with firewood, and it was loaded down with farm implements, and it was loaded down with fertilizer and all the things that we needed in our town. But when World War II broke out, the same train is coming through my town, except now it's loaded down with caskets. And in those caskets were my uncles, my cousins, kids I grew up with, kids I worked in the tobacco fields with. And he said, I got so mad that I couldn't go fight because I was only 17, that he asked his older sister to act like she was his mother and sign him up for the United States Army. So he got in at 17 years old. He was 5'4", 115 pounds, soaking wet. And he was one of those guys that if you said, hey, Bill, shoot that squirrel, his answer would have been left eye or right eye. He was one of those guys, a marksman with a 22 short. He gets into the United States Army and they realize this man is so vicious and so good at what he's good at doing that they put him into a special forces unit, one of the very first special forces of all time called the Tunnel Rats. And so the Tunnel Rats were the guys that went into the caves in the Pacific and they would flush the Japanese out the other side of the cave. Short range flamethrower, grenade belt, and a 45. That's it. Well, by the time World War II was over and he came back home, he had suffered 6 Purple Hearts. They just kept bandaging him up and sending him back out. He was hooked on morphine for 2 years when he came back home, weaned himself off of morphine, became a farmer, lived to be 80 years old. One of my greatest regrets as a songwriter is I should have written this song while he was still alive. 1 month after he died, I wrote this song. So I'll dedicate this to all of our vets, all of our active duty, the boys and girls overseas in harm's way at this very second, and the 13 that never came back from Afghanistan and all the other ones we'll never know about. It's a very simple song. This is called The Man.
He was one of the millions
signed up to defend us long ago in 1941. When they sucker punched us in Pearl Harbor, he fought under MacArthur 17 with an Army Thompson gun. Well, he stormed a lot of beaches, slipped in jungles with the leeches. He saw things a young man should never see. And when they shot him in the shoulder, he got back up and he marched forward. Left a lot of brothers dead in Kwajalein. If it wasn't for the good Lord and the man, there wouldn't be bread for freedom in this land. And I see people on my TV taking shots at Uncle Sam. I hope they always remember why they can. Here's a line. 'Cause we'd all be speaking German or living under the flag of Japan if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man. If it wasn't for the good Lord and the man. Can I get a hell yeah? I'm the grandson of a soldier, and I'd fight the whole world over if duty called and freedom's on the line. But thanks to the greatest generation and the ones still fighting for our nation, I've never had to kill for my way of life. And if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man, there wouldn't be a breath of freedom in this land. When I see people on my TV taking shots at Uncle Sam, I hope they always remember why they can. 'Cause we'd all be speaking German or living under the flag of Japan if it wasn't for the good Lord and man. If it wasn't for the good Lord and the man. He was one of the millions who signed up to defend us long ago in 1941. When they sucker punched us in Pearl Harbor, he fought under MacArthur 17 with an Army Thompson gun. God bless the United States military, fellas.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I want to thank. Brandon.
The song is too true to be on radio, Devin. It's too true.
It's a great song. You know, it really is. And,
it. Man, you're a Big and Rich fan. What do you think about that song?
I thought, well, first of all, that song hits home to me because I didn't serve in the uniform military, but I served in the civilian capacity and ultimately was, in the special forces community doing targeting operations and then chief of staff at DOD, where we ran a successful Afghanistan withdrawal plan. So leaving those guys behind and anytime we can salute the vets is just always extra special to me. So that song was amazing. The fact that you wrote it a month after the passing of your family member makes it all the more poignant. And just that's why I love country music. It just doesn't hit home. Nothing else hits home the way country music does in all sectors of life, whether you're celebrating, saluting the military or, trying to honor people who are in the past who have fallen. It's just an amazing way to do it. So that's amazing. I was looking at your show tours. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I got to go find this guy on tour now and say, I can be the guy in the crowd. I know him. I know him.
Hey, well, we'd love to have you guys come, man. We'd love to have you. You know, what's interesting, Cash, Devin, Chris, everybody, people don't realize that at this very second, yeah, we know about the ones that are out in theater right now and they're doing jobs that we can't even imagine. But the ones that are stateside, they've got those guys and gals out in the middle of nowhere for 2 and 3 weeks at a time doing training exercises that are so unbelievably tough. They're living in a separate universe out there. I was just at Fort Campbell a couple of months ago when I went out and I sang to some of our troops out in their field training exercises. Cash, these guys are coming out of the woods, all the paint on their face. They're starving to death. They smell like hell. I mean, they smell like shit, man. Bad. I mean, they smell bad. And they're coming out, and I'm out there singing to them going, thank you for what you're willing to do. I was so astonished at even the sacrifice that's paid on our own soil, what they're going through. I mean, some of these guys are going through training exercises that are so brutal, most people would never even survive the training exercise, much less what it's like in real theater. I'm sure you've seen the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just anytime you can honor those guys. Look, I've done the dignified transfers with the president at Dover. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my service. And what people forget is the families that are just destroyed when they're left behind. So anything you can do to support them, your music, your whiskey. And, you know what I've seen on Truth Social, Devin, and I know you've seen it in Chris on Rumble, is the amount of uniformed military that are currently in that are actively on Truth Social. And I don't blame them for using a pseudonym or an anonym because, you know, we don't need them rooted out for being on a free speech platform. But I just don't see or hear about that anywhere else. The engagement on Truth by our veterans and active duty military is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, John, let me just thank, there's been quite a few people who've donated to the cause to keep the live streams like this going, but Dial 76, Let's Go Brandon, which I think is funny. Somebody called themselves Let's Go Brandon on Rumble. Lisa May and Divine SYZ something. I apologize. M209. And Chris, we've got almost 10,000 people watching live right now on the live stream. It's amazing. We'll have tens of thousands that'll watch this later on Rumble. And then, of course, they'll listen to it on the audio podcast. But yeah, how are we comparing?
Yeah, this is looking pretty good. The chat is the chat loved the song. It was buzzing. I was in there chatting with everyone in there. But yeah, it's the response here is amazing, and the amount of love that I see in this chat is unbelievable.
So, John, you want to bring in some special guests that you have, right?
Yes, sir. I certainly
bring them in and introduce them.
And Devin, I'd just like to say before we go any further, thank you personally for the job that you did when you were in Congress, willing to step up there and, I mean, break their nose over and over and over. We sure do appreciate that. It's nice to meet you on a level where you're not in fight mode necessarily. But, man, you are a warrior, and we sure do appreciate everything you put out on behalf of the rest of us.
Well, John, thank you. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I left Congress because this is a much bigger fight. I didn't know I was going to end up doing live streams with a country music star promoting music when I left Congress. But I, you know, the President Trump was very clear about what the mission of True Social is. That is to open the internet back up and give the American people their voice back. And like I said, I didn't know it was going to happen this way, but this is very much, you know, the most important fight of our lifetimes. And I think what you've done with this song and the fact that these woke corporates won't play it is all you have to say, being that it's, you know, 10 days now, number one.
Yeah, like just to add to that, the fact that you being independent and doing this in an independent way is the key here. It's to show all the corporate media and corporate radio and corporate whatnot, that all the guys that control everything when it comes to music and content out there, to be able to just run it on your own and do it on your own, take number one on your own and have that independence is what everybody really wants. Isn't that like what Kanye West was talking about? That everybody was talking, everyone dreams to have that opportunity, and you're trailblazing it. You're starting it and you're showing the way. And I think that takes a significant amount of courage to do something like that. So thank you for that. You really are the first mover in creating music in an independent way.
It's very kind of you to say that. Before we get into this introduction here, I would just like to remind everyone watching and the ones of us sitting here speaking right now, whose shoulders that we stand upon. You go back and look at the Declaration of Independence. You look at the names that are written down on that piece of paper. I would have loved to have known John Hancock. What a cocky son of a bitch that was. I want to make sure they don't mistake my name. But they knew, all those guys knew, that if the Brits ever caught them, they were going to hang them by their necks out of trees in their own backyards, burn their property, enslave their families, erase them from history. That's what they were willing to risk for the freedom of what? Future generations. So who's the future generation they were risking that for? The ones of us talking right now, the ones of us watching right now, risking it for us. So who are we to be so spineless that we're afraid to say what we know to be the truth, afraid to stand up on behalf of our country, behalf of our families and ourselves, because we're afraid they're going to call us a bad name or kick us off of one of their communistic platforms, afraid they're going to give us a dirty look at work? Really? Would you like to explain that to John Madison or any of those guys back in the day? Would you like to explain that to them? I don't think so. We only have a country because of the shoulders that we stand on. And it's interesting to me that it's been such a long time since freedom in this country was actually threatened. The last time it was actually literally threatened was World War II. And any man that fought in World War II, any woman, anybody that was packing the effort up, they're in their late 90s at this point, if they're still alive at all. And nobody has a touch point to what it feels like to be on the precipice of losing your freedom. They don't even know what that means. So here we are standing here, and it's time to remind ourselves what it means to be an American, and that America has to stay in one piece, guys. We all know that, and everybody on this call is doing that. This is why we have to step up. Are they going to hate what you have to say? Damn, I sure hope they hate it. I hope they hate it. People ask me, well, but John, what do you do when you get all these terrible comments on social media? I say, the fact that you hate it is validation that I am saying it correctly. We have to look at it.
Awesome.
Can I bring here you go.
Yeah, let's bring in, you got some special guests there because you didn't write this song by yourself. And it's cool if you want to give them recognition.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing Progress to cap this whole thing off. That's how we're going to finish it. But I wanted to introduce you guys to one of the greatest songwriters ever walked in Nashville. And that's just not by my word. He's in the Country Music Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame. I'm not in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest songwriters that ever walked through Nashville, multi-instrumentalist, patriot. And let me tell you something, guys. He has been shunned by everybody in Nashville, all of them. The companies that he made rich, the companies that earned millions and millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars off of things he created, won't even call him back about this song, Progress. But I wanted to bring him in because he's one of us. He's brilliant, he's a patriot, and he's a very important guy. So I want to invite him. His name is Jeffrey Steele. Come on in, Jeff.
Got it.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey Jeff.
Hey, just a quick congratulations to Truth Records and Rumble Records. The biggest record company in the world. And reiterating what John said about Devin, I grew up in California when Reagan was our governor. And my dad was a hard-working blue-collar guy during the Carter presidency. So my politics got shaped pretty fast. And I just want to reiterate what John said, because Devin, through all this stuff in the beginning with Trump, you never backed down and you never gave up. And guys like me that are out there creating stuff, and also Cash, same thing. I'm a huge fan. I watch everything you do. And to Chris, you've got so many platforms out there that are inspiring guys like me and John to create some thoughts for people to think about and to see what's really going on out there. There's not many places for us to go, and there's so many people that are afraid in our industry to speak up because they feel the same way, but they're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid of getting canceled. I've been around for 40 years now doing this, and I really don't give a shit anymore. I want my country. I love America. I love America. And about a year ago today, July 4th, I wrote a song with a former rock and roll artist turned country artist named Aaron Lewis. that came out on the 4th of July, a song called Am I the Only One? And it was my first taste of getting bashed in the face by the industry that's been hugging my neck for 35 years. And I had a number one song with Aaron Lewis and they wouldn't call me back. And now with this song, it's broken all the rules of promotion and how songs get out there. You know, the traditional way that songs have gotten out there on the radio and through all the means of record sales, it's broken everything. And if I can do anything with the rest of my career at this point, it's just to look at guys like you that are just swinging and fighting nonstop. That's what my gift is. And I try to tell the young songwriters out there, if somebody's not writing about what's happening in the world and commenting on it like they did in the 60s in reverse, we're going to lose what we have. You got to speak up and talk about what's going on out there in the world. And I'm just trying to open a few people's eyes out here on my end behind the curtains, right?
Yeah.
And John is really like the first guy that's, well, he's always stepped up, but musically now, he's just calling everybody out. And it's basically what you guys, we're looking at you guys because there's not many places to go for us. People that are conservative and love this country and love what it's all about. There's not many places for us to go these days and wave our flags in the media, as you know.
That's it.
So I'm glad to hear that you're from California, and a lot of people forget that there is a big country music bastion. There's a lot of agriculture in California. And so, matter of fact, this hat came from Bakersfield. You guys know where that's at.
That's where I grew up, man.
I was wondering if you grew up in Bakersfield. That made sense. Is that your background?
My early days, and I played all over Hollywood. And as I got turned on to country music, I ended up in Bakersfield playing all the bars there before I came to Nashville. So it's where I got my college education, so to speak.
Awesome.
You want to hear this guy sing, Devin?
Absolutely. Let's hear the song.
So, John,
give us a little background on the song and then let it okay, rip. So I'll get out your way. You take the center.
So like I said, I got a call last year from Aaron Lewis, who's a country artist now, but has been a rock and roll artist in a band called Stained. And he called me up and he said, hey, man, I'm trying to write a song for my audience. He wasn't trying to write a hit song. He was just trying to write a song for his audience, which is a rabid, conservative, love America audience. And I went over to his house and we started writing this song and it was terrible. So I walked outside and I was looking at my phone. I have a bunch of ideas on my phone. And I found this title, Am I the Only One? And he kept saying he wanted something for his fans. And I kept looking at the title thinking, am I the only one? Am I the only one who's sitting here, who's watching TV, who's watching Devin getting bashed every night on TV? And knowing that he's telling the truth and he's getting bashed every night and screaming at his TV, am I the only one who feels like this? I can't be the only one. So I walked back in the house and I told Aaron, I said, look, I got this idea. And I started explaining it to him and his eyes just lit up. And we started writing this song. And two nights later, he went back out on the road and started playing it live. He didn't even know all the words yet. And he had it on a table in front of him. And by the third night, I was getting phone calls saying the whole crowd was singing along and, oh my God, the song's blowing up. And so the song got released and in the same sort of way, it stayed on the chart for about a week. Nobody would recognize it. It went to number one. All of a sudden, Aaron was blowing up and his fan base was blowing up. And no love from the music industry. I got no love. It was the first time in a 35-year career I've written songs for Montgomery Gentry, Rascal Flatts, Keith Urban, Eric Church, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, everybody. Randy Travis, Alabama, far back. I've been around forever. But it's the first time nobody ever said, great job, Jeff. So anyway, I'll shut up. And am I the only one here tonight, shaking his head, thinking something ain't right? Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the end of time?
Am I the only one? Please tell me I'm not. Who thinks they're taking all the good we got and turning it bad? Well, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed? Take a bullet for being free. Screaming what the fuck at my TV for telling me. Are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue burning on the ground? Another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Ain't brainwashed. Making his way through the land of the lost. Still gives a shit. Worries about his kids. While they try to undo all the things he did, am I the only one? Can't take no more screaming. If you don't like it, there's the fucking door. This ain't the freedom we were fighting for. It was something more. It was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white? And the blue burning on the ground. Another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of all glory come undone. Am I the only one? I can't be the only one. Am I the only one? Quit singing along. Every time they play a Springsteen song. Am I the only one? Still sitting here. Still holding on, holding back my tears. For the ones who paid with the lives they gave. God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue burning on the ground. Another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of all glory come undone. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Can't be the only one. I'm not the only one.
Awesome.
Now, guys, what about that? What about that?
The Rumble people are loving this song, Chris. I don't know if you're watching the Rumble. And Chris got, or Cash got so damn excited he left the building. He couldn't handle it. <anymore. laughs> he had a Wi-Fi problem. But people are loving it on Rumble. I'm watching the live chats, and it's awesome. Congratulations. And I knew that song. Obviously, I didn't know you wrote it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was amazing. We got over 10,500 people watching right now, so.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, guys. Just like playing a little concert, man.
Well, and thank you for you guys out from the platform. It's just amazing to be able to say something and know that it has a chance and that we don't have to change our words and that freedom of speech is still freedom of speech in terms of what we can say musically. And
I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to John. Thank you, brother. I love you.
And, so, John, you've got another songwriter there, and why don't you tell the quick story about how you guys all put this together, the three of you guys? I mean, how does it work for those listening?
I appreciate that. So this has been I still call her neighbor. Like when she calls my phone, I go, "Hello, neighbor." We lived right next door to each other for a long time back in the day when I was coming up through the ranks in Nashville. She's from Shawnee, Oklahoma, just a kind of nondescript place out in middle America. And she has been BMI Songwriter of the Year before. She's headed to Hall of Fame status as a writer. She's very shy. She's very shy. Being on camera is not her thing. She's a writer. She's a thinker. She is a hook master is what she does. But normally she would never appear on camera. But I said, well, would you mind just coming on for a second and telling her?
Just have her take a couple shots of that redneck Riviera.
her name is Vicky McGeehee. McGeehee. There she is right there.
Hi, American.
She's beautiful and she's talented. And Vicky, just lean in just for a second.
Come on, get in here.
How do you feel seeing progress go to the number one spot?
It means everything. I'm just shocked there's Americans out there that believe the way we believe and are voicing their opinions and following us and loving the song. I didn't think it gets quiet on our end sometimes, and it means so much. And
yeah,
it's just great.
Are you proud of it?
I am proud.
You are, right?
And Jeffrey said the F word.
He did.
Fight.
I'm not a cusser by nature, but Aaron loves to cuss, and that just kind of had to stay.
Because I know you don't want to be really on camera. You're a behind the scenes person, but how much do you love this country?
With every inch of me, I love it. I just think America's great. I love the flag. I still tear up when I see planes fly over, and I just am so thankful to all of you that are watching and who helped.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vicky, this song gives people that listen to it, a lot of people that I've talked to that have heard the song, this song gives them the chills. And I think that's why the song is, it's not just that, obviously, Truth Social, President Trump promoted it, Chris with Rumble, but it also takes somebody to actually perform the song, like John, but obviously the three of you working together to write this song, or else it wouldn't happen.
It took you guys too to get us here, so thank you all so much. Let's hear another song.
Get back to the bar. You can have fun. She's out of here.
So should we stop?
Is it time to do it? I mean, what do you think? Where are we at on the timeline?
I think we're good to go. It's about time to play it.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Well, producer, we'll mute the mics and we'll let them roll. Here it is.
Progress.
I want to say thank you to True Social. Thank you to Rumble for being on the cutting edge of freedom. And that's exactly where you are. Thanks for letting a song like this be heard when nobody else would put it out. Today we celebrate the 10th day at being
It's 10 days now of being the
number one most downloaded song across all genres in America. This is for all the patriots out there.
Get this out of here.
All the Americans that have had enough. This is your theme song now. There's a hole in this country where it's hard used to be. And Old Glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your bigness away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus, let government
safe. And you can have back your freedom if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They shut down our pipelines and they shut down our voices. Shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. They bent us all over, but it's all over now. Cause we figured it out. Yes, we did. Hey. Down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. 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 God bless you guys. God bless America. Number one.
That's great. I like this duo work going on here too, John. So look, I want to do one last toast to you guys. You guys got your cocktails there. Cash will be toasting somewhere. You got your cigars. My wife's not going to let me have a cigar in the house here. So
here we go.
So, well, hey.
Kevin, are you going to make the toast or am I making the toast? You going to do it?
You know what? Why don't we do three toasts? But let me before we do the final toast, let me say all the comments on Rumble. Had so many people that were saying that they want to know if you will perform this at a Donald Trump rally at some point.
I would say don't threaten me with a good time. That's what I would say.
All right, man. Well, look. Cheers to all of you. Congratulations, songwriters. And this has been a lot of fun on a Sunday afternoon. Cheers.
God bless you. Here's to you.
God bless.
All right, Chris, you're up, man.
Come on, Chris. What's
well, you know, I think you being number one is progress. We're winning now. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see who else follows in your footsteps. You're a trailblazer here. You're winning, and many more will follow. But you're the first mover, and that's history. So, congrats!
Salute. One more time. Here we go.
Now I've got to do. I'm going to be on Trey Gowdy's show here in a couple hours. So we're going to have to end this here pretty soon here, because if I keep drinking all afternoon, I'm not going to be ready to to do an actual interview. You know.
Well, can I make the final toast?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
Here's a toast to people that love this country, regardless of where you come from or what you look like. You understand what you have, being that you're an American. Thank you for supporting this song and more to come. You don't have to bend the knee to beat the machine. On the count of three, give me a hell yeah. Say one, two, three.
Hell yeah.
Drink her down, cousin. Drink her down.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. John, Chris, Cash, thanks for being along. Jeff, Vicky, you guys are awesome. Thanks for all of you watching. And on as we exit, we're going to play the video again. Number one song still in America, all the world, progress. John, thanks a lot.
Care, folks. God bless you guys. Stay strong. Appreciate you.
Cheers.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where
where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say let go of Jesus, let government say, you can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Shut down our pipelines and they shut down our voices. Shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. Defend us all over, but it's all over now. We figured it out. We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine.
I'm defending the property.